I'm now going to talk a little bit to Mrs. Iverson. Would you give us your maiden name, Mrs. Iverson?
Tuva Iverson.
And where were you born?
In Denmark.
And about what time did you come to the United States the first time?
1948. Stay here to 49.
And you have lived here on the point most of the time? Or
that time. On that time I lived in San Francisco with my son. I was only here on the point 1 month.
And then you eventually returned
to Denmark again.
And to the Denmark, and then came
back in 1951 to San Francisco to stay for a month or two.
Now, you were married before, and your son is by the first marriage.
Yeah.
And what is his name?
Paul Jewell. J-U-U-L.
Is Paul, are both you and Paul American citizens?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I kept the Danes because I had my business in Denmark.
I see. And but is Paul an American
yeah.
citizen?
Yeah, he's been an American citizen since 46.
Would you tell us what his line of work is?
He's a consultant engineer.
And did he marry someone who is Scandinavian?
No, he's married a girl from San Salvador. He met her in the university in Berkeley in 1946. They got married in 47.
And would you tell us a little bit about the travels that he has been on and brought his family, the things that his family has been able to
yeah.
see?
He was working for ITT in New York, and they sent him all over the world. He was in Chile, where the youngest was born, and he was in Iran, and he was in England, Paris, Dusseldorf, London. So far, I can't remember.
Well, your home reflects all the places that he's been because you have so many nice...
Yeah. A gift from where he was on Mother's Day.
Yes. Will you mind telling us what kind of business you were in Denmark?
Myself?
Yes.
We had a grocery business. No, wholesale business. Yeah.
And would you tell us, I know that you do a lot of painting. Would you tell us about your hobbies?
Yeah. It was a hobby, but after I lost my husband, I took a job in a Royal factory in Copenhagen. I got a good job there. And it was my hobby before, but there I got it.
Then did you paint for them?
Yes, I did.
And then you have carried that on as a hobby in this country. What kind of a schooling did you have in Denmark?
Always was school, but you know.
Yeah.
So
well, just
student.
Because we don't know who will listen to these and who may not know about Danish schooling, at what age did you start school?
I started school when I was five. Mother, we pretended I was six because I have a blind girlfriend, and she was seven, so I had to go with her.
And
so I went in as five.
You went in as five?
And I went out at 16.
At 16.
Yeah.
Now, did you read beyond 16 then? Did you go to school after you were 16
no.
at all?
No.
Okay.
I went a little bit because I studied language after.
Now, what languages do you speak?
We started learning German when we were nine, and English when we were 10, and French when we were 15.
And can you communicate in those languages?
Oh, French I forgot,
yeah.
But in German and English, of course.
And then you still have retained your Danish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you take any Danish newspapers in this home?
No.
You do not.
We
have
an Icelandic paper,
mm-hmm.
and once in a while when something special in Denmark, some friends send me. Else I don't.
So you do keep a little contact with
them?
Oh,
yeah. I have my sister there.
And you have your sister
yeah.
there. In your home here, now it is partly an Icelandic, partly Danish, and of course also American home. Do you have anything that you do here that maybe a strictly American home wouldn't do? What about Christmases or anything like that?
No, we have Scandinavian Christmas all the time.
All the time?
Yeah. We have Christmas Eve, and it happened to be my daughter-in-law's birthday, Christmas Day, so we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
And a very special time.
Yeah.
You exchange the gifts at night, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, you also told me about your youngest granddaughter wanting to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And you were telling me a little bit about her accomplishments in school. Would you tell us a little bit about the things that...
Yeah, she went to school in all those countries. Well, my son was the oldest one, too.
Uh-huh.
So they talk all those languages. They talk Spanish and English and German. Not very much Danish. Very little.
Danish.
Yeah.
And she's hoping to go to medical school.
Yeah, she's going to start now to September.
Okay. The oldest of the grandchildren, you said, was married. Did she marry? What nationality did she marry?
She married a Canadian.
A Canadian.
Yeah, she lives in Ottawa now.
And she lives in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We've got a little background on Mrs. Iverson.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.